And now it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice, Let's Talk Hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards, official motor sponsor of Let's Talk Hookup. Royal Polaris, the world's finest long-range sports fisher. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best, Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray with Rock Cod Rick Mexa. We're in the world headquarters of Let's Talk Hookup, right next to the San Diego Landings in Point Loma here, and we have a great show lined up for you today. Valerie Hope Rich from Queen Charlotte Safaris, a great lady and a great spot up there in Canada. Stay tuned. This is going to be an action-packed show. This is Let's Talk Hookup, Southern California Sport Fishing Voice on the Let's Talk Hookup app and radio network. Your San Diego County Ford dealer knows that vehicles are not one-size-fits-all, and they have a variety to choose from to suit your individual wants and needs. Looking for a truck to handle both work and play? The legendary F-150 has you covered with its military-grade aluminum alloy body and high-strength steel frame and smart technology, like the available Pro Trailer Backup Assist to help you back up your boat with the turn of a dial. Or do you need a vehicle that's ready for your next adventure? The Ford Ranger is standing by, so grab your gear and let's go. This adventure-ready truck has an available terrain management system that has four selectable drive modes depending on what terrain you're on for optimum performance. Is an SUV more your speed? No problem. Your San Diego County Ford dealers have those too. The 2020 Ford Explorer has been completely redesigned inside and out and has available third-row power fold seats to easily accommodate more passengers or cargo, and available twin panel moonroof to let the outdoors in. Visit buyfordnow.com to learn more, or visit your nearest San Diego County Ford dealer today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
You've heard all about it. You know the anglers catching fish have it, so what's holding you back? It's a fact. Fishdope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. Fishdope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. You can get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Martin Island, 365 days a year. Fishdope.com is for everyone, whether you have your own boat, fish on your friend's boat, or a sport boat. Fishdope.com has online planning tools, moon phase, tides, hot bite icons, and more. So bottom line is, if you don't have Fishdope.com, well, you're probably missing a lot of bites. Membership costs less than $50 of gas, and that's for the entire year. That's right, 1 year. What a bargain! Plus, use this special code to save $20 on a new Fishdope.com membership. Check it out today. Fishdope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. What a great day today is going to be, talking about an awesome spot.
Yeah.
Man, I'm really looking forward to it.
We've been talking to Valerie before the show here, yeah. And it's like we're just getting so much information. Good morning, Valerie.
Good morning.
Hey, great to have you. Thanks for coming to San Diego, making the drive down here. We appreciate that. Actually, so much better to see you face-to-face.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, no
yes,
doubt.
Thank you.
So, Queen Charlotte Safaris, new to Let's Talk Hookup, and we're very, very excited to be joining you. Tell us about Queen Charlotte Safaris.
Oh my gosh! Okay, so it's just a unique, beautiful, untouched, unspoiled area north. And when I say north, we're north of Vancouver Island. So think of going to Vancouver, BC, mm-hmm. which, you know, international airport, easy to get to. We're 500 nautical miles northwest.
Okay. So 500 nautical miles
northwest
wow.
of Vancouver.
Just south of Ketchikan, Alaska,
just
right?
south of Ketchikan, Alaska. So we're kind of in this own little spot on our own, and we're kind of a little dot on the map. But we're an archipelago of 100 islands. And people, when you look at the map, it doesn't look like that. It looks like we're one big, long island. No, it's actually 100 islands. And the benefit to that, when we get to the fishing side of it, is protected waters, location, 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 all your bait fish in there. And we have the longest, largest run of Chinook king salmon in North America, because how we sit in between south of Ketchikan, north of Vancouver Island on the west coast, right along the continental shelf.
So you
just tucked in to the perfect highway of fish with nobody around
salmon
you.
Salmon superhighway, yes.
That's
yes,
what you
sure.
call it, right?
I call it the salmon superhighway.
Yeah.
Much better than the 405.
I'm just saying. Yeah, much better.
Much
more,
better.
Much more fun to
much
be
more
had.
Productive.
Yeah, so... Right. So I understand this is your 20-year anniversary. Yes. Is that right?
Yes.
Wow.
So
congratulations.
No kidding.
December
That's
1st
awesome.
Of
awesome.
2000 was goodbye to Insurance World. That was my previous career.
Okay.
And Hello Fishing World. And it was someone within State Farm that retired and went kind of into the fishing world and said, hey, do you want to get out of your cubicle? And I'm kind of thinking, well, what do you mean by that? And so I went up in May of 2000 and went fishing a day and toured the islands and kind of listened. And he's like, you give it a chance. Come work for me for a bit. 1 year. Give me 1 year. And I said, oh, gosh, you know, I'm in my comfort zone.
Yeah, sure.
I've been in insurance for 13 years. I have my license. And, you know, I'm set. I just built a house. I was in Boise, Idaho at the time. And, you know, I don't know. Some things happened, and I thought, you know, Valerie, get out of that cubicle. Take a chance. This is totally different. And I did. December 1st of 2000.
What a step apart.
Huge. I'm a woman in a man's world, but more and more women are, you know, I'm getting more anglers every year, couples every year.
And you built this incredibly popular locale just by doing the right thing, right?
Yeah. I mean, you treat your guests well. I mean... oh, my God. Okay, so 20 years, and when I was driving here, I'm a country music fan. I love country music.
Ah.
So there's this song that really sets well to where I'm at in my life, and because I'm very grateful, especially 2020, tough for all of us. I mean, we don't have to harp on that. Challenging years, or year, I should say. And so I love Kenny Chesney. He's one of my favorites, and he has a song, I Didn't Get Here Alone, and that played when I was driving on the 405. And very appropriate, and it's so true. He talks about his crew and the band and all behind stuff you don't see, and he didn't get in his career alone, and he kind of started his singing career when I started my fishing career, so I just kind of resonates with me. And
sure.
That song just brought tears to my eyes yesterday.
Oh, you know? Like that's you, right?
Yeah, that's me. I'm thinking, oh, my gosh, I didn't get here alone. I had my captains, the chef, and I mean, there are days that we all wear different hats and getting the boats ready, getting the lodge ready, and ordering tackle and all the stuff you have to do, food.
Right.
I mean, the list goes on. And then we got trade shows. You have a whole other unique side. And that's what I do, all the trade shows.
Yeah. I know you do a lot of trade shows. Of course, this year you
I did some virtual ones, though.
Yeah.
They did all right.
Yeah.
So
well, we're certainly going to miss the Fred Hall shows this year.
Yeah. Yes. Do you know something I don't?
No.
Are they not going to? They say, I hope.
You know, I mean, we'll see.
We'll see.
Yeah, but it's, you know, we're already into 2021, and we'll just wait and see.
Yeah.
We're all hopeful.
So,
at some point.
I didn't get here alone. I'm very blessed to have this huge staff.
Well, we're glad to be a part of the whole program now, too, after 20 years. Hopefully, we can keep it rolling for another 20 years. So, give us a day in the life of Queen Charlotte Safari's visitor. Let's say, take us from Vancouver.
From Vancouver.
Okay,
I should say LAX. I could do either or.
Yeah.
Which one?
So, Vancouver is so easy to get to.
It's so good. Yeah. Okay, so in California, I have all the airfare dialed in.
Bet you do.
Yeah, I do. I do. A good portion of our customers. I love Californians. That's why I plant my hat here. I'm a born and raised Boise, Idaho girl, but
a majority of your visitors are from Southern California.
Yeah, Southern California, and I love it. So LAX, you get on the plane 7:30-ish. You get to Vancouver. You have about 2.5-3 hours. I do highly recommend a 2-3 hour layover because you never know, planes late at an airport. You cannot miss that plane to the island.
You cannot miss that plane
to the island.
Get the air on the side of earlier than later.
Yes. I don't have a Learjet to come pick you up.
Hang out for a couple hours. Don't try to make it in 20 minutes.
Yes, exactly right. But it's so, Vancouver Airport, when they hosted the Olympics, they did a major overhaul. It's so easy to go through customs. You just put your passport in, takes your picture, off you go, and then you go over to
the You don't need a visa or anything like that.
You have to have a passport.
You just have to have a passport.
Yeah, just a passport. Yeah. No visa. Yeah. No, you don't. Certain countries, yes, but not the United States.
Okay.
And go to Concourse C, get on that Air Canada. It's a Dash 8 aircraft, hour and 40-minute flight.
Hour and 40?
Yep. Land in Sandspit, and here I am.
Wow. Cool. And so there you are. You greet all the visitors?
I do. And some visitors don't even know that. And they get off the plane, they walk in the door. They walk in the door, and there I am. And they're like, I didn't expect to see you there. I'm like, well, this is what I do. Mm-hmm. And so you get the whole 10-minute tour of quaint Sandspit. It's darling. And it's all, you know, it's all waterfront from, you know, around the corner of the airport. Just 10 minutes,
so cool.
And we're at the edge of town, across from the Marina Coast Guard. I mean, like, your view, I love your view. I'm very, very envious. But I have the million-dollar view.
Yeah, I was going to say, your view is pretty cool. Yeah.
I'm upstairs, and I see all the boat. I see the Coast Guard boat come in,
that's
shrimping.
Cool. Wow.
Crab boats go out, and then, of course, all our boats go out. So pick you up, 10 minutes.
And 10 minutes at the lodge.
At the lodge, we do like a happy hour meet and greet, and then I do an orientation, and I just, you know, I introduce everybody. By then, 20 people max. 20 people.
Oh, wow. How cool is that?
20 people, very intimate, and I was just telling you both, I sit down and have dinner every night with the guests.
That's cool.
I may not eat exactly what you eat every night, or I would walk away gaining 20 pounds every season.
So food, let's talk about the food.
Oh, food's amazing.
You said you have a great chef.
Yes, and he is actually originally from the UK, moved over to East Coast Canada, and then ended up on West Coast. He loves the West Coast, but he does have the British accent a little bit, and women love that. I mean, they're like, oh, we could just listen to John all day. Anyway, we want to give you the BC cuisine, right? You came, you're up there.
Yeah, right.
And so, I mean, we do a halibut night, of course, and we do a salmon night, and we do Dungeness Crab Night. We do crabbing. You'll get to put the crab boats or crab pots out, pull them up, and we rotate boats so everybody gets to experience it. And you measure them and make sure, you know, they're the proper size, and then we do big crab feed. And a lot of times with that, we'll do, like, fresh ling cod fish and chips with ling cod, sometimes halibut.
Nice.
Personally, I think halibut is great as the halibut dish, and then your ling cod of fish and chips with the crab is great. And we'll do surf and turf. We get big spotted prawns up there. They're really good.
Those are amazing.
Yeah, and then for the people, we do get people that don't like seafood or can't have shellfish or things. So we always have an alternative menu, vegetarian, all that, all good. But all your food is included. I mean, everything.
What about your license? What about your Canadian fishing license?
I got one thing about food and all your BC wine. From the
Okanagan Valley. So Okanagan Valley is famous for great wine. Yeah.
So one of the hardest things I have to do when I get up there is my staff, the gals, whoever likes wine, is I have certain wineries that I go to every year, but there's always something different, a different varietal. So we have to do a little wine tasting to make sure that what we're serving is okay.
Of course.
We have to buy everything through BC, through my liquor license. I have to buy everything through the BC store. But we get the opportunity to get some bottles and try them. Mm-hmm. And then I'm like, okay, this is it. That's the hardest part of my job. No.
What about for guys that are beer drinkers?
We have beer. Coors Light and we have Budweiser, but then all the rest of the beers are Canadian. Canadian. We have Molson, Kokanee, Alexander Keith.
But so that's is that part of it?
No, beer and spirits are...
So you do have them?
Yes, I have a full bar.
And
you pay when you go, day, super easy.
Okay.
But I include wine because it's just...
It's just something,
a little extra touch. Extra touch.
Fantastic. So the next day you get on the boat.
Okay, so first we do orientation. Yeah. I go through everything, give you your fishing license, your salmon stamp. It's all ready. I mean, everything is ready.
Your room's ready, your
rain gear's ready, everything's ready.
Fantastic.
And then we usually do start breakfast. We have some people up at 4 a.m., but coffee's always on. But we'd start breakfast at 5, and we're out of the harbor between 6 and 6:30.
Okay.
Every morning.
And you fish how many hours?
You're usually back between 5 and 6 o'clock.
Oh, so that's a good long day.
It's a whole day. I don't want my guys.
12-hour day.
It's 12
hours. Well, you're there to go fishing and the sightseeing and stuff, too.
Well,
right?
And here's the thing about your fishing grounds is you're really getting, and I have so many guests tell me this, that they didn't even come back just for their... the look.
Yeah, just the eco-tour part of it.
So pretty. But the channel that you go through, and if you've watched any of our video, and you can go to YouTube and see it, or go to the website, and we did some drone shots, and you can see the channel
channels.
You go, and it's so pretty.
So beautiful.
It's, when you're fishing, it's like you're on a virtual tour, because you always see shoreline. We're known as the bush. So many trees, all different kinds of trees. Some of the largest red cedars in North America.
Wow.
Beautiful, beautiful trees. Eagles. You see eagles up there in the trees watching.
Everywhere.
And, some kind of the guides, they'll throw fish out and the eagle will come down. I love when you go through the channel. It's so pretty. And a lot of times you will see bears, like a mama and her cubs.
Black bears?
Black bears. Largest black bears in North America are on our islands.
Wow.
No grizzlies. They're all black bears.
Black bears.
And there's other colors of black bears. We don't have the spirit bear, which is the Komodo bear, which is the white bear. I wish, but we don't. But we have cinnamon color, brown, black. Some are kind of mixture of cinnamon and black.
So you'll see bears?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. So what about fish, taking home fish?
Okay, so fish.
So you have your own process.
Yes, and right in Sand Spit, so you've got the harbor. Just kind of think of everything in a little radius, like where we're at right here.
Mm-hmm.
It's all right here. So the fish processor, what I love is when you come into the marina, they come down with they're strong guys. They take the, they got their little carts. They bring them down. We have tubs. Everything's marked. And they cut your fish that night. This is not sit on ice and do it in the morning. Let's cut at night. The other thing is out where you're fishing, I go through this orientation. Take your pictures out on the boat with topography behind you, because the guides, they bleed out your salmon, and they actually head off and clean out and then put them on the ice.
Yeah. So the product you're going to take home is all vacuum packed. It's pre-boxed.
Frozen,
get it on the plane.
Portions,
but
two things. It goes in a Styrofoam box in a wax cooler.
Oh, wow.
Double protected. Double protected. And your boxes are all included. And I will be at the airport. I mean, I do farewell breakfast.
You're there every step of the way.
I am. And we go down to the airport, and the guides they rotate helping me in the morning. They're so good. They don't like me lifting fish. They're like, no.
Well, they're heavy.
I know, but they're good. They keep me in shape. But anyway, I check you in Sand Spit. You'll have your boarding passes. Your fish is checked all the way through. I know LAX, wherever your home destination airport is, it goes all the way through. You don't have to move them in Vancouver anymore like the past days. Now it's just all the way through, all your boarding passes, and get
how
on the
sweet.
Plane and off you go.
That's
so
great.
Wow.
I try to make it seamless. I mean, when you're on the road doing like trade shows, you need things to be seamless as
taken
possible.
Care for
so,
and you're on vacation.
Yeah.
You're on vacation.
Yeah.
And I want you to, I mean, I know how hard it is and how people work to get there, and that they chose us. I mean, there's so many places to go.
Yeah.
What an honor. And that goes back to my I mean, my heart
That's
is...
Cool. That's awesome.
Yeah. Well, as you can hear, we have a great show lined up for you today. We've just scratched the surface.
Oh, yeah.
What's going on at Queen Charlotte Safaris.
Yeah, I can't wait to hear about all the fishing and all the great times.
Yes, go back to limits.
Yeah.
We'll start with that. We forgot about that.
You got it. If you want to join us this morning, we want to hear from you. Give us a call and Let's Talk Hookup at 213-432-1090. Again, 213-432-1090. Phone's already packing up. It's going to be very exciting. First time having Valerie in the studio with us this morning, so going to be a lot of fun. Again, 213-432-1090. Also, new to Let's Talk Hookup, we've talked about it before, the new text the show option. And if you want to text in a question, you don't have the time to hang online, or you just want to shoot a quick text to Valerie, have a question about Queen Charlotte Safari, you can text us via the Let's Talk Hookup app. It's a free download anywhere you get your apps, on the App Store on your iPhone, the Google Play Store on your Android device. It's totally free. It's a great way to listen to Let's Talk Hookup, keep in touch with what's going on, find out who the guests are. But one of the great features is you can send a text right through to Valerie and get your questions answered today. So lots of great fun coming up here on Let's Talk Hookup. And not only are we talking about a great fishing destination, we are also giving away such a killer prize today. Check this out. At the end of today's show, one lucky caller is going to win a handmade Anza fillet knife. Ooh. A very high-end, really killer knife from our good friends over at Anza Knives, handmade right here in San Diego. So an awesome fillet knife for one lucky caller at the end of the show today. Again, if you want to get through and join us on the fun, 213-432-1090. And when we come back, we're going to be taking your phone calls. Lots of great info coming your way. You stay tuned. You're listening to Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. This is Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090.
Cedrus Island, you've heard of it. Your buddies have gone, but you don't know if it's for you. Yeah, it sounds cool. Fishing from pongas and hanging out with a bunch of people at a lodge. But you like your own space. You enjoy some soul time. You want to be part of the community and enjoy the people while you're on your trip. And you want an owner-guided experience so you can explore the whole fishery and all it has to offer. This is Jeff from Cedros Kayak Fishing. I'll greet you when you arrive at Cedros, host you the entire time of your stay, and join you daily for epic fishing experiences the way I fish Cedros, the surrounding islands and the Baja coast. Myself and my crew will immerse you in the Cedros Island culture and community so you can experience life on Cedros the way we live it. If you're looking for a more personal style trip with a smaller group and a laid-back atmosphere, Cedros Kayak Fishing is your spot. Give me a call at 760-412-2507 or visit our website, cedroskayakfishing.com. Let's get you down to Cedros.
This is Captain Tim Ekstrom from the long-range vessel Royal Star. With my partners Randy Toussaint and Brian Sims, we have set the bar for the long-range fishing experience. Spring 8-day, summer 5-day, or a fly-down, fly-back 11-day winter trip, we deliver the highest quality long-range voyage you will find. From our premium RSW fish storage to our top-of-the-line chefs and crew, Royal Star distinguishes itself from all others. Want to grab a spot on the Royal Star? Check us out at RoyalStarSportFishing.com or call Tracy at 619-224-4764.
The name that stands out among anglers is Fisherman's Landing, your top choice in local and long-range fishing. Hi, this is Doug Kern. Our hard-working crew will make sure your fishing experience is one to remember. We offer the finest open party trips from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet is second to none. Fisherman's Landing is a full-service operation offering great half-day trips on the Dolphin and full-day open party trips on the spacious and comfortable Liberty. Since we introduced the full-day trips at Fisherman's Landing, the 85-foot Liberty has become a favorite among full-day operations with bunks for your comfort, huge bait capacity, and RSW fish holds to keep your catch fresh. Plus, Liberty has a big modern galley and 2 interior heads with showers. All our open party trips from half-day, full, or 1 to 3 day trips can easily be booked online at fishermanslanding.com or give us a call at 619-221-8500. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
Henry David Thoreau said, "Many men go fishing all their lives without knowing that it's not the fish they are after." Let me tell you, it's been one wild year, but one thing that still rings true is how nice it is to get out on the water. And at Fast Lane Kayaking, we have the tools to do it. Catch fish and social distance on the super stable and fully loaded fishing machine, the Hobie Pro Angler, now available with the Mirage Drive 360. Or explore our beautiful coastlines, bays, and lakes in comfort on a Hobie Compass or Passport. Or load up the car and hit the road with the inflatable Hobie I-11S and kayak the stunning lakes in Eastern Sierra or wherever you can dream up. The Fast Lane team cannot begin to tell you how much we appreciate your business over the last 41 years. We are family-owned and operated and always have been. And we're here to help you get on the water and spread the stoke. Check out our website at fastlanekayaking.com or stop by the shop in Dana Landing Marina right on the water in Mission Bay. Let's get out and make some memories.
Getting on a boat.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time here this morning talking Queen Charlotte's Safari. Phones are already packed up, but we've got a ton of time to get you through. 213-432-1090.
Now, you just said you love boats.
What kind
of boats do you have at Queen Charlotte Safaris?
We have Thunderjet jet boats, and here's why.
Thunderjet jet
boats. I had Boston Whalers before, and of course you have outboard. We ran Mercury Verados, you know, great motors.
Sure.
But the challenge is getting through the two big islands. We could go through this Skidigit Channel, and if you've seen any of our video, it's beautiful, but it's tide sensitive. You have water going in and out both directions, kind of like a river. So there are some days you cannot get out there till 10 o'clock. Well, if I'm standing at Long Beach Fred Hall and they go, oh, what time do we leave the dock? We want this week. And I say 10 o'clock. They're like, they look at me like,
I don't think so.
But I'm like, but we fish long. I mean, I tried it all, and so finally, someone I know that's in the boat business said, "Have you ever thought about a jet?" And I'm like, "No," but I know the Coast Guards that they're jets, and so in 2012 made that transition. It was a learning curve, but we got it mastered now, and we leave that harbor 6:30 like clockwork, and we can
Doesn't matter what the time is.
That's all we need.
So it's a depth thing that gets
it's
you. When you say it's tide sensitive, the tide's real low, you wouldn't have enough depth to run a traditional propeller boat.
Nope.
Got
you
it.
Would not.
Okay.
So
that's a smart call
on
your part.
The only lodge in Haida Gwaii that run jet boats, they all thought I was crazy, but I'm like, oh, well,
now. Not so crazy now.
We're out there.
Yeah, you're fishing when other people are sitting at the dock.
Yep, we're out and gone, and you know, they're covered, they're heated, and putting the woman's point of view, I'm just saying, like, when we had them built, I'm like, all right, they spec'd them out with like a porta potty and no heater, and I'm like, no. They gotta have that on there because
you're couple friendly,
very couple friendly and family friendly. You know, I get guys that call me and say, I'm gonna bring my dad. He's 80 years old, and he's you know, super fit. He walks and this and that. But really, do you have heads on the boat? And I'm like, we do, just like a motorhome.
No problem.
Well, so
Well, hey, we have a great guy on the line here, Captain Frank Lopresti. Good morning, Frank.
Well, good morning, Pete. How are you? I just tuned in. How's everything going?
Everything's going great. We're talking about a beautiful place in Canada called Queen Charlotte Safaris. We'll have to get you and Kathy up there sometime.
Well, that sounds wonderful to me. Well, this morning, Pete, I just wanted to give you a report on Roy Rose. He's having one heck of a trip. He texted me this morning. In the dark, they had one fish at 260 pounds and released quite a few at 60 to 90 pounds. He's having a super trip on both wahoo and tuna. We have one angler that's done pretty well. I might add that he's an amputee. The first day of the trip on the way down, he caught a 260-pound bluefin.
On the travel day down.
Yes, that's the first day. And then when they got to Hurricane Bank, he landed a 230-pound yellowfin.
Wow.
Which is pretty cool. And then yesterday, he landed a 318-pound
yellowfin. Oh, man.
That is so cool.
So it just goes to show, you know what? You can do it if you want to, but anyhow, they're having one heck of a trip. I might add, we have two openings on the trip leaving on January 20th. Meanwhile, the Shogun is over toward Puerto Vallarta area, and he's scratching on 60 to 100-pound fish. I think day before yesterday, he had one at 160. Kind of slow for him, but he is scratching, and he's got a couple more days. Who knows what will happen today and tomorrow.
Right.
But anyhow, that's it for now, Pete.
Now, Frank, I thought you were going to make some kind of an announcement.
Well, Pete, I wanted to, but the website isn't quite up yet, so I think we'll save it for next Saturday.
Okay, we'll just tease our audience that next Saturday Frank has a big announcement.
All right.
How's that sound?
All right. Thank you very much, you guys, and take care. And we have to look into the Queen Charlotte thing.
Yes, you do. All right, Frank. Thanks a lot for the call this morning. Exciting. Wow.
How cool is that?
How about this? I got Frank to commit Roy Rose to being on the show in February.
Oh,
so he's
right.
going to come in the studio
cool.
here. And so finally we're going to get Roy to come in. I don't know if Roy knows that yet, but Frank committed. So.
That'll be fun.
Well, hey, the phones are packed. They want to talk to Valerie, so let's jump into it.
You got it. Why don't we start it off this morning with John? John's calling us from Escondido. John, good morning. Thanks for getting us started here on Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. And so my question is for Valerie. My wife and I like to travel. I love to fish. She loves to watch me fish and fish a little bit. Is there other things for her to do? But my big question is, can I book this thing out, you know, for like 2022 for the Let's Talk Hookup so that I have time to pay for both of us to, you know, to go fishing?
The answer is yes and yes and yes. Absolutely. And there are other things for her to do. And I can get into more detail about and send you information on that, because we do offer tours, because we get a lot of gentlemen that their wives would love to come up, but they're not really anglers. Yeah, so no, we have all kinds of tours available. We are booking for 2022. We're finishing up 2021, and then
yeah, our trips.
We got one spot.
We have one spot left on the first of two trips to Queen Charlotte.
Yeah, August 15th to 19th. One is a spot, and then we're sold out.
That's the one Harold and I are coasting, and then the second one, Rick and Harold are going to host.
Yes.
Yeah.
So for 2022, yes, email me, and I'll give you all the details.
Yeah. So let me ask you this, Valerie. Thank you for the call, by the way. Going out, he's talking about taking his wife or significant other on the trip. What if they don't want to fish all day and you do? Is that a possibility? No. Once you're gone, you're gone.
Yeah. Okay. Once you're gone, you're gone.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
All
yeah. Right. Yeah. Yeah. Because we're fishing the cream of the crop of the West Coast in that particular area.
And how far is the run from the lodge?
From the Sunset Marina out to the salmon fishing grounds, it's 45 minutes.
Oh, not too bad.
Protected water and scenery. That's just it. June, July. Our whales start coming in like in April. April, May, June, July. You'll still see them in August. You guys will see some whales, just not as many. But we get humpbacks, gray whales, and orcas.
Wow.
Oh,
cool.
Yeah. So people love it. In fact, we've had anglers just pull lines up, sit, get their cameras out, and take whale pictures.
Yeah.
I'm sure if there's that many salmon in the water, there's a lot of orcas around.
Yes. Yes. And then we got a lot of herring, needlefish, of course.
All right.
That's awesome.
Great. Let's go ahead and jump back on the phones.
You got it. How about this time we talk to another John, John from Huntington Beach. Hi, John. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, guys, and Valerie. Great show, and I'm curious, you talked a little bit about the boats. What size are the boats, and do they have storage? You know, when you catch a fish, they said they bleed them and they get them prepared. Do they put them in an ice bucket or some sort of cooler or something like that? How do you keep the fish cold for the whole day?
We have ice. So we have a live well, as well as we put an extra cooler, and plus we have a built-in cooler, so we have all three. And so yes, everything's on ice, everything's nice and cold. I know how important it is that once that fish comes into the boat, we want that to be processed properly. All bottom fish, of course, bled out. Too hard to clean on the boat. I mean, they're too hard to.
Yeah.
Yeah. Bleed them out, put them in the hole. And then salmon, of course, is totally head off, I say guts out. That might sound not appropriate, but that's what
it's
we do.
It's very appropriate on this show.
Okay, guts out.
Yeah,
guts out.
You're in good company here.
Yeah, guts out and on ice. And then, of course, they go right into the processor and done and processed that night.
That night.
The boats are 25 foot. I do have I have additional boat that just a local guy. Anyway, I have a Kingfisher because it's big. It's a big 32-foot boat. I get families that maybe want to fish six people. That's the only boat I'll put a six-pack on, and if they're a family, and they run when our tides are fine for an outboard.
Perfect.
Yes, so all the jet boats are 25-foot, covered, heated, flushing head, all your gear, nice big cabins, windows open. I mean, you can slide your windows so open. I mean, they're just really...
Super comfortable.
Super comfortable.
And fast.
I've driven. They're fast.
Yeah, that's great. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. Hey, we have a special New Year's report from our good buddy, Captain Brandon Hayward from Bite Sport Fishing. Good morning, Brandon.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hey, first of all, I want to compliment you on the new Bite journal. It's really awesome, and it really inspired us to have Jack Soule on the show a couple weeks ago, or last week, or was it? But what a great show. That was fun. Corey put it together, and and that story about Jack and all the other things. You did such a great job.
Yeah, you knocked it out of the park.
Oh, thanks. It takes some time, but we're trying, right?
Yeah, for sure. So you have a New Year's fishing report.
Yeah. So we always try to kind of run year-round, and having multiple boats, it means we can kind of rotate in and out. And the 23's been running up north. Dare I say, some of the better lobster fishing we've had the last couple of years, limits the last six or seven trips. And Kathy Needleman had the first sea bass of the year. We got a 46-pounder. I guess that would have been Thursday morning.
No surprise for her to get the first one.
Right, exactly. And the morning before, we fished kind of that deep water, kind of classic outside the structure Catalina type stuff. And we had four of those giant yellowtail. Big one was 37 pounds.
Whoa, no way. Wow.
So, but plenty of opportunity. Seems like people want to fish more this winter just because it's one of the things you can actually do. So we're staying online. We're running, and we're trying to run every day in January here.
So what would be choice, and what availability do you have with Bite Sport Fishing charters?
We're actually every Saturday we're fishing the Coronados out of Fisherman's Landing. Jake ran that trip two Saturdays ago, and he hooked a handful of yellows and got one, and had good rock fishing, and keep your reds and keep your lings and stuff down there. So we got that going out of the landing on Saturday. And then in terms of up north for the lobster, yellow, sea bass thing, all we have open this week is Thursday, Friday. If anyone wanted to come out, we could give them a little bit of extra time or treat. They could spend the night on the island there Thursday night and then fish those yellows in the morning and come home. Do the lobster sea bass thing the afternoon before. Fish the yellows in the morning, our treat, and then head home.
That Thursday, Friday special. And stay on the island. What a fun deal. And that's Thursday, Friday, which, by the way, this week looks beautiful.
Yeah, good weather window.
So really good weather window. So
we're trying to, not to interrupt, we're trying to push it through because, you know, February is when we get our real winter weather. This is still fall to me.
Yep, absolutely. It's just a little cooler. Yeah,
exactly.
But things are happening because the water conditions are right for squid and sea bass and yellows. So get out there while you can. If somebody wants to fish with you, how do we get a hold of you at Bite Sport Fishing?
You could just search us online at bitesportfishing.com, or if you wanted to ring me up here, I'm home this morning, leaving at noon to go back out. But my cell's 949-212-0719.
All right. Excellent, Brandon.
That's great,
get on
Brandon.
It. Cool. Thursday, Friday open. And if you want to call Brandon this morning before he leaves and get a trip out there to go with him. By the way, Brandon will be in the studio here February 5th.
All right.
So we're looking forward to having you down here, taking a break from the water there. Thanks, Brandon. Appreciate that.
Thanks,
good
guys.
Luck today.
Great report.
All right. Take care.
All right. Very good. All right. Let's find out what's biting in the Baja.
You got it, man. It's time for the Cash Report with our buddy Richard Castaneda from Cash Shores. Today, sponsored by Terrafin. Focus your offshore fishing in the most productive areas by using Terrafin.com. They have temperature, chlorophyll, and more. And with Terrafin Mobile, you can download the latest water charts and take them with you on your mobile device. Terrafin is the professional's choice for accurate information. Check Terrafin.com. We got the Cash Man standing by. Buenos dias, Cash Man.
Hey, buenos dias, Ricky, Pete. Good show, as always. Always fun listening to that show. It's I'm up here in Oregon right now, and you're coming in loud and clear.
Fantastic.
All right, glad to hear it, Cass.
So what's going on in the Baja?
Hey, man, you know, basically the same thing as it's been going on for the last few weeks. Still plenty of wahoo down in that San Jose del Cabo area. Anywhere from Punta Gordo up into the Sierra Cortez there, and then out at the Gordo Bank, the inner Gordo Bank. They're just, like I said, it's been one heck of a wahoo season. Still some really nice Dorado there, you know, getting 20, 25-pounder, occasional 30-pounder. And striped marlin are just moving in big numbers. I mean, it just looks like it's going to be a stellar year for striped marlin. You know, guys that haven't caught a marlin, been going for years down there and never caught a marlin, this could be the year to do it because, like I say, there are so many coming in into that area. But not many tuna. A few tuna. They're finding a few schools of yellowfin tuna out under the porpoise out 15, 20 miles. But no big fish. Most of them are football-sized fish. But still got people going down, fishing down in the Cabo, San Jose del Cabo area. I haven't gotten reports from my other destinations, you know, Cancun, Ixtapa-Zihuatanejo, Mazatlan. So waiting for those to come in. Hopefully, as we get into the winter, more people will be traveling down there. But, you know, with this COVID thing, it's a lot of people are sticking close to home. But we have fishermen that want to go, and we're sending them to Cabo, San Jose del Cabo, where the fishing's really, really good right now. So
excellent.
Anyway, well, that's
somebody
the
wants
for this week.
Go ahead, Cass.
Yeah, go ahead, Pete.
If somebody wants to get a hold of you and take a trip with Cass Tours, how do we do it?
800-593-6510 or on the web at www.casstours.com, and I'll talk to you boys next Saturday.
Thanks, Cass, man.
Excellent, Cass. Thanks.
Well, we've had a bunch of texts come through for Valerie on the Texas Show Options.
Oh, yeah, she's popular.
Yeah, no doubt. This one is from Dean. He says, hi, Valerie. Dean from Carson. Dean is a single occupant. He says, going up solo, wanted to know about lodging, pairing people to fish with, all that kind of stuff. Does it work if you come as a single person and just kind of everything about rolling up solo?
Absolutely. Not only is this my 20 years, it's fishing, it's also matchmaking. It's another thing I do. And what I mean by that is I get singles and we get doubles and just all different dynamics of people. And right now I have 6 openings for a single angler. I know the people really well. I get, you know, I'll get to know you and kind of get a feel for
6 openings through the year.
For 2021. I have 6 single angler
openings.
Now,
one of those is on our trip.
And one of those is on the Let's Hook Up trip.
Yeah, on the trip that I'm going on, yeah.
So, not a problem. And as far as depending on how full and what the dynamics of the rooms are, a lot of times I can accommodate for you to have your own room. I know people not knowing each other and sharing rooms isn't, fun. I mean, I like to have my own room myself.
Sure.
So not a problem if you email me or text me, and I'm happy to reach out to you and give you all the details. But please feel comfortable coming up with anything. I'll tell you a super quick story. A single angler from Colorado, Anaheim, and San Juan Capistrano, I believe is where he's at, all came up, couldn't get their friends to come up, blah, 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 so I paired them all together. And they are going on year 7 of coming up and fishing together.
Wow, that's so great.
Cool.
Yeah, so no, I feel I'm really good about putting compatibility of people, and I always encourage people to keep fishing and not feel uncomfortable coming up by yourself.
That's cool.
Great. Yep. Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. More great stories. We're going to talk to Harold Davis. We got catch reports and a lot more with Valerie. You stay tuned. Let's Talk Hookup is coming your way on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090.
This is Captain Art Taylor of Searcher Sport Fishing. Celia and I would like to thank all of our great customers for helping celebrate Searcher's 50th anniversary. Our 2021 schedule is available now with more limited load trips. The Searcher has a great crew, fantastic food, a family atmosphere to make your fishing adventure complete. Book your trip online at SearcherSportFishing.com. That's SearcherSportFishing.com. Or call Celia at 619-226-2403.
It's time to talk about great gear from Shimano. And, Ricky, there's a new one perfect for taking up the Queen Charlotte Safaris,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, all the salmon talks got me thinking about that new Takoda. So Takoda A did a revamp, just, you know, very similar to Torium did, where you have the same size spool but smaller side plates and new gears and the more ergonomic handles and things like that. The new Takodas are fantastic. It's a level-wind reel. It's still small, fits in your hands, got a great drag. You can get it with or without a line counter option.
Nice.
Not only a great salmon reel, but great for rock fishing up here, a general purpose live bait reel. You know, think of it as a
great for lead core line fishing.
Exactly. Kind of think of it as just a good traditional round star drag reel that has a level wind, but still has good casts and those good Shimano gears. It's a really, really cool choice.
And very affordable.
Yeah.
Takoda A, now available at your local Shimano dealer from Shimano.
It's Yamaha's The Power of Reliability sales event. For a limited time, eligible select new 2.5 to 350 horsepower four-strokes come with up to $1,500 in dealer credit or 2 years of Yamaha extended warranty protection. Yamaha. Reliability starts here.
Offering March 2nd, 2021. Subject change. Other restrictions and conditions apply. Select models excluded. 24-month Yamaha extended service contract added to Yamaha factory limited warranty. Choice offered to Florida residents is a 24-month Yamaha limited warranty. See authorized participating Yamaha outboard dealers for details. Cannot be used with any other Yamaha offer.
Many years ago, Baja pioneer Bob Van Wormer found the area he called the Great Fish Trap in the East Cape of Southern Baja and built what is now regarded as the premier East Cape resorts of Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Today, following in their father's footsteps, Bob's sons, Bobby, Chucky, and Eddie, have taken Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol to new levels with the largest sport fishing fleet in Mexico, a luxurious spa, and top-of-the-line resort amenities. Van Wormer resorts have become a destination for travelers worldwide. But for us, Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol are just a short two-hour flight away. No other tropical fishing destination offers the experience and value that you'll find at Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Now you can plan your Baja fishing vacation quick and easy by visiting VanWormerResorts.com. And when you're ready to book, it's quick and easy. Or simply call 877-777-TUNA for more information. Van Wormer Resorts, the East Cape's finest.
Don't give up on finicky fish and light bites. The secret to getting more bites is thinner leader for more natural presentations. That's where Seaguar Gold Label Leader Material shines. It's Seaguar's thinnest leader material yet. 18% thinner and 17% stronger than any other Seaguar leader. That means it's even less visible underwater and creates more natural presentations for better catch rates on leader-shy fish. With exceptional knot and tensile strength, this advanced leader material has been proven all season long on finicky tuna as big as 100 pounds on 40-pound tests. Get Seaguar Gold Label at your favorite tackle dealer or learn more at Seaguar.com.
Morning, welcome back. Lots of great information going on this morning. Again, if you want to be a part of this very busy show, you've got a question for Valerie, 213-432-1090, or shoot us a text on that Let's Talk Hookup app.
All right, we have Captain Harold Davis joining us now. Good morning, Harold.
Everybody wants to talk to Valerie. Hi, Harold.
Good morning. How you doing there, Rick, Pete, and Valerie?
Hi, Harold. Happy New Year.
So I met Valerie through Harold.
Yes.
Because Harold took me at the Fred Hall show. She says, you've got to meet this lady. We've got to get a group trip going up there to Queen Charlotte Safaris, right?
Yes.
And so it's all Harold's fall.
Yes.
Yeah.
Blame it on Harold.
He knows all the cool fishing spots.
Yeah, blame it on Harold.
Yeah. Go ahead, Harold.
Yeah, it all started 20 years ago when I built a boat for up there.
Yes.
Oh,
I met him. Yeah,
that was my very beginning of my fishing career.
You had a Davis boat.
I met Harold. That's how I met Harold.
That's cool.
At Fred Hall.
But yet, Harold has not been to your lodge yet.
No.
So this August will
every
be the
year,
first time.
Every year. Yeah. Like, come up. I'm so excited.
Yeah.
That's great.
We put together a trip. The first one sold out right away, so we added a second one so Ricky could go. And so, but Harold, poor Harold, has to stay for both.
I know.
I have to come home and do the show, so Ricky. You know, poor Harold has to stay for both trips. I'm so sad for you, Harold.
I'm going
to
put him to work. He doesn't know that.
Smart.
It's hard being me.
I know.
Yeah.
Hey, there's a part of the conversation that I thought was pretty interesting was when you want to go to Kingfisher Charters, you're kind of looking for the salmon run, and of course the kings are the king of the salmon. And when we go to Katmai Lodge, we love to go up there when the sockeyes are running. But you made a comment that the fish of all species are in your waters all the time.
Yes.
We could catch kings, silvers, doesn't matter what time.
Correct, except for on the silvers. I'll back up just a little bit. June, they're smaller, not quite coming in as strong. July, August, September, October is total cohos. Kings start coming in Chinook. May, June, July, August, up to about Labor Day shortly after. So June, the only thing about June is... it's a surprise though. Like Father's Day weekend in 2019, we had a whole bunch of coho coming through a little bit early, and a gentleman got a 15 pound coho, and I said it was because it's Father's Day, Father's Day gift. But, Chinook all summer, coho mainly July, August, September, and then of course all your white species, halibut, lingcod, rockfish, all summer.
Yeah, and the other thing that's cool about Queen Charlotte is you're not going by the Alaskan limits, you're going by the Canadian limits,
yes,
right? The Canadian limits
the
are much
limits.
More generous.
And not even the mainland of BC. Our island has its own set of limits versus Vancouver Island or mainland.
Yeah, so what are the limits?
8 salmon in your possession.
Eight?
Four can be Chinook. Four can be Chinook.
Four Chinook.
Two Hallies. In your possession, 4 lings, and we don't have
4 lings.
4 lings.
Any size.
Come on.
Yes.
Wow.
Any size, no slot times, and then 6 rockfish. And,
any size rockfish?
Any size rockfish.
Any kind.
Was not going to be golden eye, but we haven't fished for those for the last 3 years. But then they were going to open those back, or we call them yellow eye up there.
Yeah.
They were looking at bringing the yellow eye back because the limit was 6, and they figured that was a little too much. So they pulled it back a little bit, but we'd have vermilions, like
you do
big,
have vermilions.
Oh, yeah,
yeah,
we have, you better
see. And so yellow eye, no. But
I don't know.
We don't know yet.
We don't know yet on the yellow eye, but definitely
that.
All the other species.
Yeah.
I mean, we have, and we also have black cod. People
right.
like that.
Sablefish.
Sablefish.
Yeah. Fish.
So
do you have electric reels?
No, we do not have electric reels. We mainly fish for those when they're up close to the surface, surface, and the guys like get their spinning reels out and just have fun with them.
Okay,
and,
that's cool.
Black rockfish. Yeah,
black rockfish.
Yeah.
But we have quillback. We have China back. We have so many. We have sole. There's so many. Like there's sometimes that a fish comes up and the guy's like, I'm going to get my book out. We got to see what this is. It's just an untouched area. That's just it. We don't have that. We haven't had pressure from commercial fishing.
Yeah.
Right.
There's not a whole bunch of lodges. I mean, there just is not. So there's not that pressure. We don't have ferries coming through. Cruise ships coming through. We don't have freight liners coming through. None of that. I mean, this is
very wilderness.
Yeah, but with all the amenities of having the lodge and the food and the transportation
flight,
and an easy flight.
Yeah. What do you think, Harold?
Well, I think that they ought to put post up there that Rick's coming and the halibut better get out of town.
I know you like halibut, too.
Oh, yeah. I have fished in a lot of those waters before, and you'll bring up some fish like an Irish Lord or a sarcastic fringe head. You know, and people go, what in the world is that thing?
Yeah.
And they're pretty weird.
And they're beautiful, though. I mean, some of the smaller rockfish, of course, you're not going to keep them. I have some pictures. They're just beautiful fish.
That's
beautiful
so cool.
fish.
Well, Harold, I know you're excited to go like we are. And like we said, there's one spot that you can join us on our Let's Talk Hookup trip. But, Valerie, you actually have spots available through the whole season.
The whole season.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. It's been people want to travel this
people
year.
People are anxious to travel.
So jump on it.
And I'm going to just bring it up. A lot of people are asking me about the border. And the border, it will be opened.
Yeah.
They've already announced, they've been announcing border opening, more air, opening air first versus vehicles traveling in.
Sure.
Rightfully so. And I'm on top of it, and I'm just looking forward to getting up there and get going.
Yeah. All right. What about you, Harold? You're looking forward to it?
my bags are packed.
He may not leave. I'm over.
I'm so excited.
He's still away.
Well, thanks for joining us, Harold. We're excited and excited to join you up at Queen Charlotte's Farms. And thank you for introducing us to Valerie.
Good job,
really,
Harold.
It's going to be a nice partnership we have here.
Yes, I'm super excited. And Harold.
Oh, great.
Harold, when things open up just a little bit more, come on down to the Hitching Post and I'll take you to dinner.
There you go.
Perfect. I'll jump on the old Corvette and come down.
Oh, I love it. Awesome.
All right, thanks, Harold.
Thanks for joining us.
I'll talk to you guys tomorrow on that Jack Nielsen.
Our memorial show with Jack Nielsen. Now, I'll bet you have a good Jack Nielsen show.
I bet he's got a bunch.
Yeah for sure.
Yeah.
See you, Harold.
Thanks, Harold.
Bye, Harold.
Let's go ahead and jump on those jam-packed phones, Rick.
You got it. Well, I want to read a text real fast. Okay. I thought it was so pertinent, especially with Valerie just talking about opening up the borders. This one was from Greg in Avila, and he just wanted to talk about some of the COVID things that is happening and, you know, what you guys have done to kind of keep everybody safe and just to make sure that he's going to be able to make his trip in 2021.
Okay, I'm ready. Thank you for calling in or texting in.
Yeah, texting in.
So, like I'm saying, I'm constantly in contact with people up north. We'll start with the borders opening. They definitely want to get the borders open as soon as possible. Canada, especially, you know, BC, so much tourism up there. Whistler, Vancouver Island, Victoria, and, of course, Haida Gwaii. And they definitely want to get travel and tourism as soon as possible. These businesses, like all of us, we need to get opened. What I've been told is right now where it's at is kind of like they're going to the Caribbean. They're requiring a COVID test prior, 3 to 5 days prior to going into the province. Where we'll be when we open June 1st with that, if we'll still have to do that with the vaccines out, I don't know. I mean, that might all change. It's kind of a process right now.
And that's
now.
The pretty standard for travel to most places. Hawaii, Alaska, pretty much anywhere you're going.
Yeah. Pretty standard.
Yeah. That's the standard protocol.
Yep, the standard protocol. As far as the lodge itself, you will be very pleased. 20 guests. I actually can accommodate 32 people. That's how many rooms. I have 16 rooms. So we can spread, you know,
if somebody wants a single room, they can opt for that.
Yep, we can opt for that. And, you know, if you're traveling together, family, of course, you want to be together. But, and just like the dining room, I can sleep. I can feed. Or we can have 30, we have 32, and we can spread everything out. But, right now, since I didn't open in 2020, I have an amazing gal, amazing talent that I said, you know what? We planned prior to COVID to just do the lodge is 15 years old, built it 15 years ago, as of last year. Let's do some enhancements. Not that it really totally needed it, but I said, why not? So we have all new flooring, beautiful cool. flooring, painted the kitchen, all the rooms painted, new fixture. Just gave
it. Lodge is in great shape.
It's in great shape, and it's so clean. And of course, we'll have all the sanitations and hand wipes. We always had those before. You come into the mud room. I already had that before because you're coming in, you're taking off your rain gear, everything gets washed. I assure you, you will be safe. Everything's clean, and our captain's already had a protocol in place prior to COVID on the boat.
And by June, who knows? Maybe you won't have to have the COVID test. Maybe who knows?
Yeah, you might not even have to have one.
Hopefully, we'll all be vaccinated.
Exactly. Yeah, and it'll be done. Sure.
Great text.
Yeah.
Hey, when we come back, we've got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. Another full hour, and we're going to check in with the Catch Report, find out what's biting up and down the beach. You stay tuned. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090.
It's a fact of life in Southern California, hard water. And if you have a pool, your towel shows it. Here comes San Diego Pool Towel Cleaning to the rescue. With their specialized equipment, SD Pool Towel Cleaning can safely remove the stubborn calcium deposits most pool owners struggle with. SD Pool Towel Cleaning can make your tile look bright and clean, almost like new again. High-pressure pool maintenance cleaning can damage grout, stone, and dislodge tiles. San Diego Pool Tile Cleaning uses a low-pressure media blasting technique to protect your pool surface from damage and yield fantastic results. So stop making excuses for your stained tiles on your pool. Make them look like new again with San Diego Pool Tile Cleaning. Check their website at sdpooltilecleaning.com and let their professional staff rejuvenate your pool tile. When it comes to professional swimming pool tile cleaning service, there's only one name you can trust. San Diego Pool Tile Cleaning. Check sdpooltilecleaning.com.
Seasoned long-range fishermen know that the Red Rooster 3 is the finest fishing vessels in terms of technology, design, speed, comfort, and safety. This 105-foot sport fishing yacht meets every demand for comfort while delivering an unforgettable fishing vacation. Captain Andy Cates and crew are experienced, friendly, and sincere in their desire to help you have the trip of a lifetime. Book a trip on the Red Rooster 3 and you'll be back. Trips go fast. So check RedRooster3.com or call Lee Palm Sport Fisheries at 619-224-3857.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
Rancho Leonero is very family-oriented. People have brought their children down, and now they're bringing their children. It's not unusual to have three generations of family at the hotel. Grandpa, dad, and normally sons, sometimes daughters. The families come back year after year, and it's a safe place for the kids. It's small, it's intimate, right on the water, 2 miles of beachfront. The water's very shallow in front. There's no currents to speak of, no waves. We have child care, $10 a day for a babysitter. Security is high at Rancho Leonero. It's really unnecessary, but it adds up comfort level. And we really do encourage the families. It's a great place for family reunions, family get-togethers, weddings. We do it all. 1-800-646-2252. 646-BAHA. And RanchoLeonero.com. There's nowhere that I could think of to have the same atmosphere and the same experience that you get in Rancho Leonero. We love families.
Shimano has done it again. An amazing lever drag two-speed reel at an affordable price. It's Speedmaster 2. The extremely durable, high-performance Speedmaster 2 with high maximum drag power and a smooth, ultra-wide range of drag adjustability is an absolute fish-fighting machine. Its rigid Hagani body prevents misalignment of moving parts under the heaviest loads. Plus, a spare drag cam is included for optimal use with monofilament lines. The Speedmaster is now available in four models, 12, 16, 20, and 25. This is the perfect reel for the angler looking for a powerful, lightweight, smooth casting reel for tuna or other powerful saltwater game fish at a more affordable price. Nothing in its class can match the Shimano Speedmaster 2, built to provide high-end performance and dependability in a compact, lightweight frame. Get the Shimano Speedmaster 2 lever drag reel at your local Shimano dealer. Check Shimano.com for all the details.
Your San Diego County Ford dealer knows that vehicles are not one size fits all. Looking for a truck to handle both work and play? The legendary F-150 has you covered with its military-grade aluminum alloy body and high-strength steel frame and smart technology, like the available Pro Trailer Backup Assist to help you back up your boat with the turn of a dial. Or do you need a vehicle that's ready for your next adventure? The Ford Ranger is standing by, so grab your gear and let's go! This adventure-ready truck has an available terrain management system that has four selectable drive modes depending on what terrain you're on for optimum performance. Is an SUV more your speed? No problem. Your San Diego County Ford dealers have those too. The 2020 Ford Explorer has been completely redesigned inside and out and has available third row power fold seats to easily accommodate more passengers or cargo and available twin panel moonroof to let the outdoors in. Visit buyfordnow.com to learn more or visit your nearest San Diego County Ford dealer today. They'll be glad to hook you up.